Mr. Mark's Classroom.
This is the podcast dedicated to intentional leadership in childhood ministry.
Mr. Mark's goal is to resource you with tools, ideas, and a passion for leading kids to become lifelong followers of Jesus.
So let's get this episode rolling with the man that champions kids ministry today, Mr. Mark Jones.
Hey friends, thanks for joining me today. This is Mark Jones at Mr. Mark's Classroom, and I'm here to champion kids ministry and hopefully to share with you ideas and things that you can use in your classrooms and with your workers that really make a difference. And I'm all about helping us move the needle so that we can really see boys and girls get their Bible skills, hear about Jesus and accept Him as their Savior, and even serve Him. That's what we want to do. That's our goal. And so one of the things that we're always working on are our Bible skills. And I was noticing this year when I teach my fourth graders on a Wednesday night, I was noticing they were a little sluggish on their books of the Bible. And so automatically we just started reviewing and trying to get everything going again. And as we keep reviewing, it's like, oh, it's coming back. It's coming back. And so I like that. But we need to do more than just review books of the Bible, but we need to consistently be doing that. So if you teach a class, if it's Sunday morning, Wednesday night, Sunday night, I don't care. We should always be working on our books of the Bible. And by the way, also Bible skills involves more than just knowing the books of the Bible. I mean, I really want my kids to be able to look it up and find it in 10 seconds and even be able to tell me the book before it and the book after it. That's how I know that they really know it. And we practice Bible drill so that we are able to get faster and faster at it. And the things we practice at, we do better. And I think that makes a difference. Now, if you're interested in some Bible drill information on the resource tab at Mr. Mark's Classroom, you can see one of the options there, the free options is Bible drill or Bible skills. And I've got a whole set of tutorial videos to walk you through how to do that and from how to lead it, the calls, the motivation stuff, the awards, things that I do. And you can check that out. And I try to do it in several segments because to sit through a really long, long video would be murder. So I try to do it in segments so that way you can just get the parts you want. So check out the Bible skill stuff. It's under the resource tab, and I think that'll be a big help at Mr. Mark's Classroom. So I have to tell you, one of my favorite things that we've ever done is the Bible Skill Boosters book, because it is just so full of fun ideas that we've done with our kids. Lynn Jordan has partnered with me to accomplish this, and some of the things that we've done in order to make this book, I just have to show you. There are several things, a couple of pages of just good information about teaching Bible skills and helping them develop those, but how to lead those activities. But then everything that we have is simply a photo and then what you're going to need and how to play the game. So it's pretty simple to use. And you can see when you download it, it's all in color. And if you get a hard copy, it's black and white because they're so expensive. But it would be much, much easier just to download it. And you can do that very easily. This last week, it was so fun. I'll tell you a couple of games that we did recently that were an absolute hit. One is that I had stencils. I went to Walmart and bought some stencils, you know, just 2-inch stencils for letters. And I thought, well, I'll get the one that's just one big plastic thing and they'll have to move it around and stencil it. It's too easy. I teach fourth grade, please. So I bought the 2-inch stencils and they had to spread all those letters out on the table. And as they were spreading them all out on a big poster board, and I went ahead and wrote the verse with some blanks. And I'll try to put some pictures in here, but I put some blanks on there and they had to find the stencils and this is a big deal. I didn't want to have to rewrite all those poster boards over and over because I thought we should practice this verse some more. So I thought it'd be great to laminate it. And so I laminated it, just remember, hot and slow in order to go through poster board. And when I laminated it, it became a dry erase board, just like that, a whiteboard. And so they had to put the stencils on there and trace around the inside of it and get the next one on. And I had them each have turns doing that. And it was great fun. We had three different tables working on them. And I said, in order to win, you have to get all the blanks filled in. And the only way you could do that was to look it up in the Bible. You had to find out what the verse with the missing words are, because we were discovering the verse. And you had to be able to say it all together when it's completed. Just say it together. That way I know you're done. And it helps them know, did I get a word wrong? You know, the verse had, let's see if I can think of what the verse was. It was Proverbs 22:1. I should have looked this up before we started. But silver and gold, favor is better than silver and gold. I'm going to get it now. A good name is to be better than silver. Favor is better than silver and gold. I'm so embarrassed. Look at me turning red. And well, we worked on it. And after they said it, then I said, okay, table leader, because every table has a table leader that we've named for the month. I said, table leader, you erase one word and we said it again. And then I said to the table leader, you choose someone to erase one word. And then we said it again. And we kept practicing it. Obviously, I haven't practiced it since, but I should, because it's a great verse. Favor is better than silver and gold. Great name is to be treasured, is a great it, above it is greater than wealth. It's great. Okay, I forget. Oh, I gotta look it up now. So we had a great time doing it. Now, I also have to tell you about another one, and it's in the book, and it's called Vacuum Verse. And each kid gets a straw, it gets a new clean straw, and all the words are separate on the table. And they have to and move it on the table and get it all lined up and say it. Oh my goodness, that is so much fun. And who can do it the fastest? Oh, things with chopsticks, anything that's physical that gets them up and moving. I'm going to be a big fan of that, because we are doing way too much sitting. And so getting up and moving is going to be win. So we've got Bible book games, Bible verse games. We've got review games, gobs of stuff. And so it's called Bible Skill Boosters. And we even have 25 ideas for the 25 verses in the Blue Cycle that's out this year, as well as key passages. And then we have the same thing for the Red Cycle and the Green Cycle. They're all there and they can be downloaded. So check it out at Mr. Mark's Classroom. Well, really wished I'd looked up that verse before we started. But anyway, life is real. Check out all of the different things you can do in your classroom to learn your Bible verses, get your Bible skills by knowing the books of the Bible. We want you to invest in your kids and champion kids ministry. I got ideas every month in classroom swag. Two ideas for Bible books, two ideas for Bible skills, things you can do with your preschoolers, 20 pages of ideas in our classroom swag. And we want you to check it out for free. There, get a free copy at getclassroomswag.com. And remember, one subscription is for your whole church. You can forward it to all of your workers, or you can print the pages off and just put them in a notebook and hand it out. That would be great. They would love getting that every month. So we love that you're investing your life in kids ministry. I hope that you will go and make it count.
That's it for this episode of Mr. Mark's Classroom.
We invite you to leave your questions or comments on the show notes at mrmarksclassroom.com.
Until next time, remember, your ministry to children is a gift with eternal value.
So go and make it count.